Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Debate physics also, but nothing to debate. So we have no links of any kind to any, let's say, established science experiments. No NASA video, nothing, really, of this idea, okay? Of a kinetic energy experiment. That is where you take objects and either try to give them velocity or in some way collect their energy by having them hit something and demonstrate how much energy they have. So we do have the Mythbusters video, which again I think is a pretty good example. All right, I don't really care for the way they did the experiment, but whatever. So they put clay in between, okay, this is a hammer, okay, and it hits a solid impediment, and just measure the energy by measuring how much the clay is squished between the two surfaces. All right, and I would just argue, why not just put a spring in there, or some other device and measure the total compression by some easy little measuring device that would just push some very light thing, piece of paper, whatever, and just tell you how much this spring compressed, and measure the energy. Now, there's probably other ways to do it. And so the whole thing was, this is four times higher, which we know gravity creates twice the velocity. Okay, it's four, and it's only two times the velocity. All right, it's only two times the time in the gravity. So I can keep making these arguments and there'll be no recognition that they are even arguments. All right, so you go one unit of distance and you go four units of distance. And, you only get twice for your trouble. And it's just kind of an established fact. And the fact is you only get twice the compression. So you go all the way up here, you drop it, and you swing the hammer down, and it's only twice as much clay gets smushed. And I'm saying if you used a spring, you'd get exactly the same result because springs are linear. Okay, they see what the crash is seeing, which is a change in the weight. And so again, I've just made these arguments so many times that's all you're getting from gravity. Gravity takes your mass and it converts it into a weight, okay, by giving you, okay, motion. And in fact, as you're moving into the ground, and it's constantly pushing you back up, and you can feel it constantly pushing you back up, constantly restoring you to this position. It's a constant battle. It's doing it all the time. So you're obviously moving into gravity, and it's pushing you back up, and so it's just happening too fast for you to see it. So I was thinking that there's all these people volunteering to do experiments in some amateurish, crappy way. And there's all kinds of ways to try to. So they're measuring velocity now, right? So the Brozo is put back up a video where he uses the lever, okay, a nice little device for doing stuff. And he has it on a spring, all right. And so he first puts a mass, let's just do it this way. Okay, you put a 2 here, and you put a 1 out here, okay. And the results he got are decisive almost. I mean, so let's say this took 19 units of time, and this only took 11 units of time. He thinks that proves 1.4, when no, it almost proves the 2.0. I mean, it's almost 2 to 1. This is almost 1, and this is almost 2. So, the irony of it all, that he puts up the video as if it's proving his point when it's so close to 2 to 1. It's so close to being exactly what I claim it should be. Now, you could understand that as you go further and further out on a lever with a mass, that you're going to lose a little bit more energy probably to the bending, to the stresses on whatever you're using. So it's easier to break a pencil if you hold the two ends, and break it rather than try to break it from an inch away. That's just logic. But again, logic doesn't have much to do with any of these videos because I'm not arguing with people who are logical. I mean, obviously, you can't be very logical if you present this and say, look, here's another piece of evidence on our side. No, this isn't even close to evidence on your side. Now, if this number was 15, well, then you might be able to argue it's evidence for your side. But it's not. It's not even close. It's really close to being 20 and 10. You can just figure a little bit of counting error, and you're right on. So anyway, and so the DeSpar guy did a couple of videos, and he has a light gate, so he's using a little bit of technology, and he shoots objects through the light gate, okay? So he tries the spring method, okay? Use the same compression of a spring and just change the masses from 2 to 1, okay? Half the mass, twice the mass. And he got the rational result, which was, yes, the spring has a certain amount of energy, momentum. The momentum will be conserved. It will put the same momentum into the 2 that it puts into the 1. All right, and he ends up with exactly what you would expect, which is the half the 1 object goes through at twice the speed, okay, of the 2 object. Over and over. I mean, did it a couple of different ways, a couple of different springs, same result. And they think, well, no, that's a broken experiment. That's an obvious flaw, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And, but that's all they have. So they haven't got any, like I said, I can go to the Mythbusters video. At least that's a professional video. A little bit of professional experimentation. But there's really nothing, right? You have to go out there and to the internet and search and search and search, and you can't find any of these experiments. You just can't find them ever proving that it takes, to get you up to 60 miles. I take a mass and I go 30 miles an hour, or I go 60 miles an hour. They say it takes 4 times more energy. So it takes more, 4 times more gasoline to go 60 than 30 in your car. And you don't have a single piece of evidence, nothing. Can't point to anything, can't show you anything, I can't counter-argue their evidence because they don't have any evidence. That's the whole problem here. But the Mythbusters, this Mythbuster thing really was a wake-up call to me, because this is a video viewed by millions of people. And like I said, they're all sort of, you got to figure they're of a mechanical mindset. They like mechanical stuff, they like seeing mechanical things. They like science, sort of, maybe. And none of them, it appears that there's absolutely none of them who occur to them to say, well, you just proved there's no such thing as the 1/2 mv². That it didn't show up at all. None of this showed up in the experiment. All there was this Newtonian fact, okay, of mv. That's it. That's all you got. The experiment didn't show any of this other stuff. And it's pretty clear. And even the cars didn't show it. So they go to they waste the smart person's time by smashing actual big cars instead of just finding something that weighs 50 pounds and something that weighs 100 pounds and doing a comparison. Now they smash actual cars and actual brick walls. And even the cars, demonstrate that the cars do the 2-to-1 thing, 100 miles an hour, twice the compression of the car. I mean, it's not really in the thing, but it's close enough. It's not even a good drawing of twice, but okay. So you smash the car 50 miles an hour, it's this size. You smash it 100, and it's half that size. Showing you a pretty clear relationship. So it wasn't 4 times as much energy. It wasn't 4 times as much smash and crushed. So this is just screaming at me. It just doesn't matter, Gary. The facts do not matter. It does not matter. The truth is dead to the human race. It just couldn't care less. Smart people absolutely hate facts. They hate doing logic. They hate reasoning. They hate actually solving puzzles. They just, you got a puzzle piece that doesn't fit. Just cut the edges off. Fuck it. Just cheat. You know, who cares? Truth, snooth. And it's just really depressing, frankly. So that's where I'm sitting. You know, you can't bribe them into an argument. You can't attack their integrity. You can't try to humiliate them into an argument. Bok, 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 bok. I can sit there. Bok, 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 bok. Chicken shit. Chicken shit. They're not afraid. You know, they're comfortable that there's somehow this truth will never be realized. It'll never be accepted that, yes, the fact is 350 years ago they took a very wrong turn, a silly turn, no good real reason to do it, and they decided to create a preposterously nonsensical duality that there was something called momentum and then there was something called kinetic energy. And somehow, even though they were completely different definitions of the same exact thing, a quantity of energy moving through the universe, they could somehow have these completely different definitions and be okay. It makes no sense at all. You have to figure out why momentum doesn't work before you can find an excuse to change what momentum is. And Newton didn't find it lacking. You could argue that Descartes had some issues, and even Galileo, there were some experiments that they didn't understand in terms of the fact that they couldn't see where the energy was going. So the idea of smashing two things into each other and they just kind of turn or something, and they would say, well, that's not enough energy. Where did all the energy go? Or something like that. But it was a tiny amount of confusion. I mean, they basically understood the idea that the momentum moves through the universe, that just you're just transferring energy. You're just taking energy and it just goes to all the things that it has contact with. And you just look for where's the contact, where's the opportunity for the energy to be transferred, and then you just watch it being transferred. You watch it go these different places. You watch the bowling ball hit the pin moves with a velocity, the pin hits the wall has, you know, movable sides, you know, it has whatever it is, tar paper or something. To absorb the energy, the pin falls straight down because the energy went into wobbling the hunk of rubber, whatever, and you can see it, and you know, you can see, you can watch the energy move around and see it in all these different ways. It's not that complicated. You know, you can see that there are times when all the energy goes in, and then there's times when something bounces back and making the obvious point that the energy couldn't get in that way, so it went back this way. You know, that you don't have a lot of choices. I mean, you have the choice of the energy reflecting, taking a U-turn. You have the choice of it going through something, maybe pushing it a little bit and then going out the other side. You know, absorption. You know, then you have the idea that it hits and it completely transfers. So all the energy goes into the other object, like the Newton's cradle. But there's no room for this, whatever, 1/2 mv². There's no evidence for me to argue, so they can't give me a link to a piece of evidence. They don't have any. None. Zero. Nothing. There's nothing to argue because there's no existing experiment that shows kinetic energy. There's no experiment showing the 10-ton train going 5 miles an hour doing 1/2 the amount of work. Okay, there's no evidence that the football player, you know, the 300-pound football player going, you know, 3 miles an hour, you know, has more energy than the 100-pound going 9 miles an hour. You know, there's no evidence that momentum doesn't work in the real world, that, you know, it fails to explain, okay, any kind of environment where things are moving. So they have nothing except, you know, kind of nonsensical junk. I mean, again, I can do the gun example, which I haven't gotten any response to. You know, where if I put two guns into each other, you know, simple enough. I just slide one gun into the barrel of the other gun. Okay, and I just put the same charge in that would be a bullet. So it's the same amount of gunpowder. And then I, you know, ignite it. And the two guns fly apart. There's 4 joules of energy, science says. Okay, based on their mass and velocity. And then when I put the bullet in the gun, somehow the same explosion now will create 2,002 joules. Just because the bullet's going fast and the gun wasn't going fast. So somehow I have so much more energy in fast objects than I have in slow objects. And even though the conversion makes perfect sense, even though we've been using levers for thousands of years with the expectation, everybody has the expectation, you know, you use the, you know, I could draw right on here, right? Who cares? You have the expectation that you have a fulcrum, you know, a tipping point, you know, and then what you're really doing is doing this, 50 pounds of pressure here over this long distance, and you'll get, you know, 700 pounds of pressure for this tiny distance over here. And it makes perfectly logical sense that you can do these conversions, that you can take momentum on this side that has a different mass and velocity, and you can create a different mass and velocity over here, but it's going to be the same amount. The total amount of the M times the V will be the same on this end that you put in this end. And we watch it happen. I showed video of the perfect oscillation, right? The one mass out here, okay, the two mass in here, all right, close. Wow, you really can't see that. Yeah, doesn't matter. I guess I can zoom through it that way. Oh, there, the light came on. All right, you know, so you have the fulcrum, you put the one mass, you know, the two mass really close, you put the one mass all the way out at the end, and it oscillates perfectly, this end moving twice the velocity, quite obviously, right in front of your face it's moving twice the velocity, right in front of your face this is moving just one velocity, so this is going 10 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, this one's going 10 miles an hour out here, okay, this one weighs half as much, the 5 ton train, this is the 10 ton train, and it's perfectly oscillating. I actually showed it with a 4 to 1 ratio, but it doesn't really matter. Even more of a differential in the energy. You know it's got to be the same energy. It's gravity. This pushes up into gravity. The gravity pushes this down. There can't be anything else. This energy has to make this over here happen. It has to make it happen. This moving up has to happen because this moved down. It's the only place the energy is being stored in gravity. That's why it's oscillating. It's storing the energy in gravity and getting the energy back from gravity.
It's hard to believe. There's just not a single person listening to this video who has, a science supporter,
you know, who feels compelled to defend against the accusations I'm making that you have no evidence, you have no experiments, you have no good reason to believe, and it's all just religion and faith. It's all just some faith argument. Somebody told you it's the truth and you just believe it's the truth because they told you it's the truth. And you haven't demanded anything called evidence to demonstrate it to be true. That doesn't provoke anything, you know, in terms of a counter argument. And none of them are saying, hey, you know what, that's a good point. I mean, there's no evidence, blah, 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 blah. And but they're obviously just not doing anything with that statement either. I mean, all of these assholes on the internet talking science, who I have, you know, offered $2,000 to, and they won't take my money to make the argument, to show everybody how science says is right, you know, that science does have some integrity, when it just clearly doesn't. I mean, it's just, like I said, you could have made this argument 100 years ago in Einstein's time. I wonder what they would have done. If somebody finally just pointed out how, hey, you know what, we never proved that 1/2 mv² crap. You know, we don't really have any evidence defending it. We really can't contrive any, you know, even if we try to contrive it. You know, Broso's trying to contrive it. He's trying to make it happen. And he's still getting 19 and 11. He's trying to force it to happen, and he still can't make it happen. All he can do is make it 11 instead of 10, and 19 instead of 20. That's the best he can do without being an obvious cheater. And he is sort of obvious in the sense he's suggesting you should cut off part of the lever because, yeah, it's, you know, we don't have to have the same experiment for both. We can let the two object have a little bit of a cheat. Cut off the extra lever. Let it have some help. Oh, it's just so frickin' stupid.
So, I'm sort of at an impasse. because some of these arguments get more complicated. They're not going to get much simpler than this simple one. You know, that you have two formulas. Obviously, one shows itself in all kinds of experiments, and the other is invisible as showing itself to exist. It really doesn't, unless you do experiments really badly. You can't find it. It's just a fact. You can smash cars into brick walls, and it still won't show up. So if you can't get that, then maybe you're not going to understand photons and all the other more subtle things. But anyway, the ones that depend on more technology to do the experiment. So eventually I will do some of these experiments too. I mean, I'm thinking of using a strobe light, you know, and this then you get a really solid frame rate in the sense it's a really reliable image of the progress of something. Almost like how they, you know, originally took pictures of bullets was with, you know, strobe photography. Just to verify these velocity numbers and verify how things are moving also, whether they're turning or twisting or doing some other kind of nonsense that's disguising what's taking place. But there's nothing, I shouldn't even have to worry about the argument because there isn't any counter-argument. There's no evidence to argue. There's nothing. They don't have anything I have to account for. They don't have anything to show to say account for this. Because it doesn't exist. Because in 350 years, nobody demanded evidence. That's just the fact. And part of it is just because, yeah, they turned physics into some sort of math game. You know, and it's not just a math game. Math can help, but it's not physics. The physical universe is not mathematics. I could just argue to you that charge, you know, the interaction between protons and electrons isn't about plus and minus. Okay, it's about two different things that are opposites, but they can't be defined as inverses. Exact inverses of each other, because they're not. One of them isn't negative energy. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess that's probably enough. I mean, I've been reading the Einstein book, and it's clear that, you know, especially in his later life, Einstein was quite obsessed with finding, he wanted to find the general answer, you know, a general unifying solution, but he wanted it to be mathematical. And you're just saying, how do you, you know, how exactly do you make mathematics out of protons and electrons? Because they're not really opposite. You know, this isn't a negative and this is a positive. You know, one isn't up here and one isn't down here. They're opposites. How do you make opposites in mathematics without some gimmick like plus and minus? It really has to be some other identifier that recognizes the difference between these, that this does in fact, you know, have an inverse reaction to this, but the inverse is not backward and forward, or, you know, it's more like left and right. And it has, you know, so you need something that's more left, right, then backward and forward, you know, because to just understand that they're not unequal, that one of them isn't above the other, one isn't something other than the other, something like that. And then the catch is that they technically are different in the sense that the proton does have some aspect that requires it to be in the nucleus. It's heavier, okay, it doesn't move as easily. And even though they have a parallel, the one parallel, the one they have one aspect that is different, not just inverted. But anyway, so I was just trying to think of that. How what other kind of symbol you could use for things that are different but not opposites? Completely different, but not opposites. Anyway. So, I mean, maybe math isn't going to give you the easy answer to that, because math doesn't provide an easy... there's no formalization. You can just put on a piece of paper that signifies that kind of characteristic. You know, dog and cat. You know, it's really not dogs are plus and cats are minus. That's too, it's not, that's too pigeonholy. Okay. Doesn't really describe the actual circumstance. Something like that, anyway. Alright. So, yeah, I'll just call this a video. Can't, you know, there's not much more to argue. Like I said, I can just sit there and, you know, I can think about that Mythbusters. And I can think about all the people who watched it. And it was right there in front of them. It's saying, basically, it's saying, look, we did an experiment. We should have gotten kinetic energy. It should have made itself quite obvious. And it didn't. And that didn't bother anyone. I mean, it should have been obviously there. It should have been some indication of it. And there was no indication. It wasn't like it was fudgy, you know, like it was halfway between momentum and kinetic energy. No, I mean, the numbers were right solid on. Momentum is the answer. Momentum's the only thing happening in the experiment. There's only momentum being transferred. There's no sign of this kinetic energy thing at all. No sign of it. No indication that it might be the right answer. Just startling that that's the world I'm in. That it, you know, it literally, it might take 100 years. It might, who knows how long it's going to take before somewhere it's going to leak into science that they actually have to prove some of the things they're saying. That they actually have to look at the evidence and see what the evidence actually says. And, you know, how long will it take for that to happen? And again, it's not a commentary on the scientists. It's a commentary on the people who claim to revere it and respect it and have appreciation for science. They're the ones that are supposed to be doing some of this fact-checking, and they're not demanding any of it. They're actually rewarding and celebrating when their heroes run away from the fight. They're making excuses for them to run away. There's nothing to say. They're not forcing it. They're not encouraging it in any way. I want more science debate. Are they asking for it? No. Are they pleading for it? No. So, just propagandize me. And then a lot of it, the whole industry of it, is sort of just made out of the students' demand, you know, for educational fodder, you know. So it's all designed to illustrate the textbook. You know, there's just nothing created for the purpose of actually doing science. It's all just created for the purpose of propagandizing. Yeah, they call that education. Educating, you know. Yeah. Indoctrinating the next imbecile, you know. Teaching it wrong and badly. So anyway, that's where we are. This sad and pitiful world. Blah, blah, blah. So, this has been a draft physics. Debate physics also, but again, what's the debate? I actually went to the Mindless Marvels channel, and he's got a couple of my... I didn't play all of them, but he plays a video of mine, like where I'm explaining how Newton never said F equals MA, you know, and that his formula basically just says force equals the change in your momentum. Your momentum changes, that's how much force affected you. So you could say that he basically just said F equals MV pretty clearly. And he doesn't counter argue it. He just plays some clip of, you know, some Dunning-Kruger kind of thing or something. Oh, your statement is so preposterous, I can't even respond to it. Well, there's nothing preposterous about it. It's just an absolute fact that Newton, okay, stated overtly, I don't like this MV squared crap. I don't believe it. He certainly didn't change anything in his formulations in the 30 years he lived with that stupid idea in the world. He kind of figured everybody would say it was garbage, and everybody did. So, I mean, there's no evidence at all that it's Newton's physics. And they keep trying to put it in Newton's mouth. And they don't even see any crime in that. They don't even see a crime in them saying Newton said shit he didn't say. They put words in his mouth, and they don't even feel bad about it. I mean, that's, you know, it's pretty disgusting. People who do that, you know, are willing to put words in dead people's mouths they didn't say, and to make them advocates for things they weren't advocates for, to make them into believers when they weren't believers. Yeah, it just sucks that people do that. So anyway, so I'd be curious what the Mindless Marvels explanation. I mean, we've heard silly explanation number one, which is, oh, the clay gets harder to push once you start pushing it. there's no evidence the clay does that. So I wonder how Mindless Marvels explains why the cars don't show more crushing and why the clay doesn't get more compressed by the four times the energy. Why doesn't the four times the energy show up at all? I mean, not even a glimmer. Why? You won't answer the question.